This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We are being told by the United Nations, WHO, that they are in control. That is world government. And then you study who created the UN, who funds the UN. It is the Rockefeller Consortium of bankers that took all their tax-free money in the trillions and put it into foundations to take over the planet to be tax-free. None of the Rockefellers measured up after David Rockefeller. He was in charge until his early 90s and died at, 99 a few years ago after his seventh heart transplant failed. And the globalists really don't believe in just passing on power through royalty unless someone rises to the occasion. Well, the decision was made to make Bill Gates, the head of the New World Order, about 12 years ago, as best I can tell. He was already top science officer. So there's a lot of joke memes out there about Bill Gates 2020 because he's all over the place saying he's the president. He's the president of the world. He's your doctor. He's going to tell you how to live. But really, it's Bill Gates, president of the world, dictator of the world 2020, because you didn't elect him. And he didn't have a medical license. But when Trump comes out and says, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, oh, my God, this is going to kill people. He's the biggest devil on earth. We'll address all of that here on this May 19th, 2020, Tuesday, global transmission with 167 days out. But I wanted to play in a little bit of context this bombshell audio and video of Alan Dershowitz, the liberal slash conservative darling, the lawyer to the convicted pedophile scumbag Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, saying the Supreme Court has ruled in emergencies they can make you do anything they want. Well, that's not true. I went and looked it up. We have informed consent, and no country but places like North Korea or Communist China make you take a vaccine. And they now got articles out admitting the vaccine trials are hurting people or they don't work. So the idea that you don't own your body and that if you don't take a vaccine, you're going to hurt somebody else. Well, wait a minute. If you're an idiot, you've taken the vaccine. Aren't you supposedly protected? So all of this and more is coming up here today. But here is Alan Dershowitz saying he wants you assaulted by the state to drag you to a facility and put whatever they want in your body. They already do it with the GMO, the 5G. So this is just a logical extension of the power grab. Here it is.
Legitimate. Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you?
Yeah.
No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination,
where is that in the Constitution?
To prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States Supreme Court. Case that pops into my head, I may have the name wrong, is Jacobson. I think probably I have it right. Check it out. You'll see that there are cases after cases after cases that the public health permits reasonable actions to prevent the spread of community.
And that's under the public safety clause. So I looked up what he was saying. Plus, I study this. And it's a total lie. They're saying if you have smallpox or the bubonic plague, that there is a right to quarantine you because you have a disease. But they do not have a right to force medical treatment on you. They're saying all of you are guilty and must stay locked up when we say, and we're going to put something in your body that's given liability protection and has a history of killing people and doesn't even protect you. And so I'm doing a special report on that with all the documents, and we're going to get lawyers involved to show you that Dr. Alan Dershowitz coming to rape us with his needle is full of prunes. Stay with us. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The year is 2020. The date is May 19th. The day is Tuesday. And we are 167 days out from the most historic election in world history. A referendum between the New World Order and the post-human era. A technotronic technocracy nightmare. And the true fruits of the Renaissance and the Christian age to come. It is destined. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday transmission. I have never seen a more clear cut, etched in stone, teaching moment to show complete crystal clear fraud. A Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key, a masterclass, a masterpiece of on its face lies, treason, arrogance, deception, and the projection of ignorance and superstition and fear of ideas and fear of communication, which the universities have now been inverted from the pentacle of empowering humanity to the pentagram of inverting and silencing debate. Ladies and gentlemen, hydroxychloroquine is one of the only known treatments that actually works for respiratory illnesses. It's also known as a cure for malaria and a preventative. It's also known as one of the only treatments of off-drug that works in lupus. And there are hundreds and hundreds of studies that hydroxychloroquine, when taken in the first stages of a coronavirus COVID-19 infection, is 100% effective. Now, if you're 90 years old and have heart failure and liver failure and don't have any zinc in your body, you take hydroxychloroquine, you're going to have hallucinations because it causes a chemical imbalance in the brain. You must take zinc with it. Now, they did studies in China. They did studies in Europe. They found it 97% effective because, you know, a couple percent were already so sick it wouldn't help them. But see, Fauci and the globalists have their vaccines already ready. They already have all their dangerous drugs that just so happen to attack your testicles and cost thousands of dollars ready. They don't want some off-patent drug that costs somebody $30. They had articles attacking me when I pointed out medical doctors artwork because they're allowed to give this to people over the counter. Tonic water with quinine. That's all hydroxychloroquine is medical grade of that. This is the British military developed this with the Dutch 300 years ago, Jack. It's why they were tough all over the world. Other people weren't because they had vitamin C. They had quinine. But listen, I'm not going to go over a history lesson again for you, ladies and gentlemen. Trump talked to the White House doctor. He's got all these letters from doctors. You have the New York Hasidic Jew doctor that's now treated over 2,000 people, 100% recovery rate. Because the minute you have a fever or cough, he puts you on zinc, hydroxychloroquine that pushes into the cells, and Z-Pak, People went, oh, that guy's a fraud. You don't give people antibiotics for a virus. The main carrier into the lungs is bacteria. They carry the damn virus. So, again, this has been out since early February. Before that, it was out in studies years ago. So Trump knows they're pushing the deadly vaccine. He knows they're pushing these other dangerous drugs that a Fauci study says has an 8% improvement rate. So it doesn't matter it's on WebMD. It doesn't matter it's in hundreds of studies. They come out and say the president is a fraud and a liar and a scammer. When he makes his own medical decision with his own personal doctor to take it preventatively with zinc. And Trump decided to knock out his bacterial flora and took a Z-Pak up front. Hope he's taking probiotics to replace them. But yeah, around all the people he's with, I get it, because they could hit him with some weaponized version. So, what is the CIA? That means some leftist arm of it. This is out of Vanity Fair. CIA, please ignore Trump's medical advice on coronavirus. Yeah, who are you, a doctor? You're not Bill Gates. You're not Alan Dershowitz, you know, that tell us they're doctors. Trump's not a doctor. He's only playing one on TV, Washington Post. Trump's not a doctor. Trump urges coronavirus patients to take unproven drug. How dare him? So, this is the top story everywhere, and they're saying he's a fraud. Impeach him. The Democrats are calling for hearings because a man has free speech as a consumer and as a human that his doctor told him this is good when it's a fact. Folks, they have people under criminal investigation or SWAT teaming medical doctors that give patients vitamin C because they don't want you to know that it's a disease of vitamin deficiency. Zinc, D3, vitamin C, major Yahoo News AP last week admitted it. They did a huge EU study and found everyone that died of COVID-19 was deficient in D3. They know this, folks. If you don't have vitamin C, in a couple months, your teeth fall out. You start bleeding out your rear end. Every old cut reopens. It's called scurvy, scurvy, scurvy. You fall apart. It's a sin. We're so ignorant like cavemen now and so scared of knowledge. It's like an idiocracy where the guy can read. So they go, he talks like a fag. Let's put him in prison. He knows how to read. I talk to lawyers. I talk to rich people. And I'm like, yeah, you know, zinc, you can't impregnate the cells if you have it. And, oh, yeah, what are you, a doctor? I'm like, oh, here's 10 studies. Here's a hard. Wow, it's it. Yeah, the NIH damn website. We used to have scientists, folks. Now we have a government that tells us men can have babies. We now have a government that says the word mother and father is bad. So this is a war on reality. And the president's taken months to go, oh, yeah, the study's saying, the doctors tell me this hydroxychloroquine is great because it loads the cells. You don't need it, folks. You take 10 times the daily allowance. That's safe. I looked into it. I had doctors on the show. Long-term, not good for your kidneys, but during this, you take 100 milligrams of zinc, you're in like Flynn if you've got the D3 and the C. But they can't get in the virus. Viruses cannot get into cells and cannot replicate when you have zinc load. Fact. So here is a medical doctor, one of hundreds that's gotten on local news, never national, saying all my patients have done perfectly with this, just like the Jewish doctor first did. Here it is.
I do want to ask you about hydroxychloroquine. The president was pushing it pretty strong again yesterday. You said you have prescribed this. I want to talk to you about the effects you're seeing and what it might do for people who take it normally outside of coronavirus and a possible shortage of medicine for them.
Exactly. What we're finding clinically with our patients is that it really only works in conjunction with zinc. So the hydroxychloroquine opens a zinc channel. Zinc goes into the cell. It then blocks the replication of the cellular machinery. So it has to be used in conjunction with zinc. We are seeing some clinical responses in that regard. There are people that take it regularly for other disease processes. We have to be cautious and mindful that we don't prescribe it for patients who have COVID that are well. It really should be reserved for people that are really sick in the hospital or at home very sick that need that medication. Otherwise, we're going to blow through our supply for the patients that take it regularly for other disease processes.
But what you're saying is you're prescribing it and it is working for COVID-19 patients.
Every patient I prescribed it to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free. And so, clinically, I am seeing a resolution that mirrors what we saw in the French study and some of the other studies worldwide. But what I am seeing is that people are taking it alone, by itself. It's not having efficacy.
Okay.
Exactly, because you have to. Hydroxychloroquine is the gun. The bullet is zinc. You got to have both. But here's the deal. Why does a fish die out of water? Because it can't breathe. Now, you die in a couple minutes without air. 4 or 5 minutes. Right? I know the listeners know this, but for actual liberals and stuff, you need to understand. You die without water, right? In a week and a half, 2 weeks. You die without air. Well, see, without vitamin C, zinc, and D3, you die in a couple months. You normally have a virus because you're starving to death. You disintegrate without those things. By the way, you die without iodine. And literally, people don't know this, and you wonder why you're so damn... I am more powerful and have more... I'm more virile than I was 18 because I take all these things.
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones, we've got something for you really special coming up in the next two segments. I'll leave it at that, and then we're going to have in studio two very informative folks, Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith and Paul Joseph Watson's in the fourth hour. But let me go back to this. This isn't just about Trump being right about hydroxychloroquine. He's the president. We elected him. Without even looking, I've seen hundreds of doctors on British, French, German, Russian, Japanese, Chinese, U.S., Canadian, Mexican. I mean, it's just this doctor says it's for this doctor because they're doctors. They're like, yeah, studies all say it's great. You know, as long as you aren't on death's doorstep and you get this in you, we just recommend you take D3, vitamin C, and zinc. And then the president, after 4 months of this being out there and them trying to bully him, and one study, Bill and Melinda Gates financed, with people on their deathbed over 85 who had multiple conditions, it didn't help them. They went into the study, look, this didn't help anybody. Well, yeah, if you've held somebody underwater for 5 minutes and you come back, you try to resuscitate them, they don't usually come back to life. I mean, again, all these things are essential. Air, water, you die quick without them. Food, what's in food? Vitamins, minerals, fats, proteins, carbohydrates. This is all basic science. But now there's this thing where they go, oh, this is insane. And they'll take medical doctors offline when they go on ABC News. Oh, by the way, you know YouTube removed that ABC News thing out of California. It's like a whack-a-mole because every doctor knows this. They're like, well, of course. No, 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 dirty Americans. And now we're told the CIA, someone in the CIA said that this isn't true. Oh, the CIA. Oh, someone, a bureaucrat. Oh, okay, don't listen to Trump. Trump said his doctor told him this. And it's the truth, folks. But all they got to tell you is get vitamin D, C, and zinc, and it's in clean water. You need to buy the D3. Get the sunlight. What did doctors used to say forever? They said, oh, you're inside. Get some fresh air. Get some sunshine. It's the best disinfectant. Before they discovered that your skin makes D3, there's doctors' journals where they're telling royalty 400 years ago, get out in the sun. Lay out in the sun in your underwear. During the swine flu, they had outdoor hospitals, and they had triple the recovery, just laying the people out in the sun. Turned out they hadn't had any sun. And I know you all know this, but this is how sick these people are. Here, let's hear from President Trump what freaked everybody out so much. And this shows how we're afraid of knowledge, afraid of common sense. And the left tells us you don't listen to anybody but Fauci, who actually ran the Wuhan lab coronavirus program with Bill Gates, who, again, they've launched the attack, and they're the ones telling us how to respond. Isn't it perfect? Because you'd never imagine who's behind the attack publicly. Publicly, it's on record, AP, Reuters, everything, Newsweek. Think about that. And now they've got forced inoculations for you. They're telling you you don't have any rights. They're full of crap. Here's part of the president.
A lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, when?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right. I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria,
longer than
for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it.
No, I let's fade it down. My family doctor takes it. I hadn't been into a medical checkup in like 3 years. I went in, got the checkup, and he said, I'm not worried about it. I've ordered hydroxychloroquine. He goes, it was sold out here. I got it from France. And I'm like, okay, great. But, I mean, I was like, don't you just take zinc, doc? And he goes, yeah, but I want to push it in my cells. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, this is insane, folks. I'm done talking about it. We got something really powerful that I got sent by three different people yesterday, so it's gone super viral. Because, you know, when you get sent something by a bunch of people you know, it's really, really going big. It's the Bill Gates and the Population Control Grid. It's a part three that the great James Corbett, award-winning investigative journalist, has put out. And we posted all three parts of his reports he's put out the last few weeks on Bill Gates. They're all 30-minute documentaries or so. And it really lays out just very factually what's going on currently with all this. So we've got it linked up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. That is coming up at the start of the next segment for a couple segments, and then we're going to have our guest in here. Separately, though, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a sales gimmick that we had a week of sales. A lot of the products were actually selling out, and that now we've extended it 3 or 4 days. We weren't planning that, but this is such a popular sale, and a lot of these products aren't going to be coming in for a long time. I've just decided to go ahead and get them in your hands and to make sure we have funding to go into the future. So I would take advantage of this because it could be 2, 3, 4 months till some of this stuff comes back in. Almost all these products are almost sold out or very close to being sold out. Current sales and specials extended 2 more days, maybe 3 more. InfoWars' biggest sale yet in 2020 has been extended for 2 final days. This is your last chance to get 30 to 60% off best-selling fan-favorite products. Ultimate Krill Oil. Oh, you talk about D3. Wow. 50% off, back in stock. So good for your whole body. So good for your heart, your brain. It's amazing. You sleep so much better with it. That's my personal experience. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. The cleanest, best iodine out there. That is a no-brainer. You got to have that. Alexa Pure Breeze, 100% off retail. That's got to end soon. They're selling out of those. Supermel Vitality, back in stock, 35% off. Limerick's Essentials Hand Sanitizer with essential oils. That is 50% off when you get the combo. InfoWars Life Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars with no filler. They're high quality. 50% off. No, that's 40% off. Excuse me. 8-pack Power Stack, 70% off. That is that cost. X3 Triiodine, 60% off. DNA Force Plus. If you take anything with the PQQ, the CoQ10, this is it. To get this dose of PQQ, they were telling me to eat like 10 crates of blueberries or something. It's just ridiculous, the little packages of them. Living Defense, 50% off. Limited edition InfoWars face mask, $9.95. You got to wear one of these Sharia law things out in public. Then fight back with InfoWars. VasoBeat, so good for your heart, so good for your body. Creates that nitrous oxide in the blood. Look into what that does. 40% off grape beet extract, one of the best out there. Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 40% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. Turbo Force Plus, 10-hour clean energy. That's what it is. 40% off. Pollen Block, about to sell out. 50% off. And again, that's what makes this whole operation go around. So take advantage of that and other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We will have some new specials. I've been so busy with everything that's happening, I haven't come up with new ones. They won't be as deep or as expansive, but we will have some specials next week, probably as some of the things that haven't sold out. But I'm just keeping this sale going right now because you're really responding. And so that's helping fund our operation. Even though the margins are a lot smaller, the amount we're selling is a lot bigger. So I'm just going to pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, and for the next 3, 4 days, take advantage of it right now. We'll be right back.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Joe Vice. Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. B!
What's your secret mission about?
It's not my mission, but an idea that came from my good friend, Mr. Bill Gates.
Hi, kids.
The real, actual, in-person Bill. Bill!
He's trying to say that we're big fans, Mr. Gates.
It's a strange fact that Bill Gates' hagiographers,
PR hacks employed more often than not by large corporations that receive funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation consistently depict this drab software developer as a cartoon superhero, using his superpower of being very rich to help save the planet.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friend.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
But these cartoon-fueled puff pieces reveal more than they know about Gates and the other mega-rich philanthropists they are attempting to idolize. They reveal that the idea of the selfless billionaire do-gooder is a work of fiction so unbelievable it is only fit for Saturday morning cartoon fare. As we have seen in our first two explorations of Bill Gates' role as global health kingpin, the seemingly selfless generosity of the Gates family through their eponymous foundation has in fact greatly increased their own wealth, with Bill Gates' personal net worth having doubled in the past decade alone. But the takeover of public health that we have documented in How Bill Gates Monopolized Global Health, and the remarkably brazen push to vaccinate everyone on the planet that we have documented in Bill Gates' Plan to Vaccinate the World, was not, at base, about money. The unimaginable wealth that Gates has accrued is now being used to purchase something much more useful. Control. Control not just of the global health bodies that can coordinate a worldwide vaccination program, or the governments that will mandate such an unprecedented campaign, but control over the global population itself. This is an exploration of Bill Gates and the population control grid. You're tuned into the Corbett Report. From a journalistic standpoint, Good Morning America's inane report on the secretive billionaire meeting that took place in New York in 2009 was a failure. It listed some of the meeting's attendees and their combined net worth.
Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey, together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
It turned to the senior editor of Forbes for a soundbite about what it would be like to witness such an assembly of wealth.
To have been in the room and see this meeting of the minds really would have been a fascinating thing.
And it dutifully reported the participants' own stated reason for holding the meeting.
That much money, that much power around one table, it begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health.
Before wrapping up with another juvenile appeal to comic book superhero lore.
The new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends, not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless. For Good Morning America, John Berman, ABC News.
Yes, from a journalistic standpoint, Berman's report was an utter failure. There was no attempt to question the participants about the meeting, no space for any criticism of these billionaires or questions about their motives, no adversarial journalism of any kind. But as a PR piece, it was brilliant. It leaves the viewer with a vague sense that some kind of gathering took place somewhere in New York in which rich people, who, let's not forget, are superheroes, talked about charity. One would have to turn to print sources to discover that the meeting was held at the personal residence of Sir Paul Nurse, then president of Rockefeller University, that the invitation to the gathering was co-written by Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and David Rockefeller, or that the aim of the meeting was to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population. Given that these extraordinarily rich and powerful men, including Warren Buffett, David Rockefeller, and Ted Turner, have all expressed their belief that the growing human population is the greatest threat faced by humanity, it should not be surprising that they would convene a conference to discuss how best to channel their vast wealth into the project of reducing the number of people on the planet. Particularly unsurprising is that attendees of the meeting later dubbed Bill Gates, a man for whom population control is particularly close to his heart, as the most impressive speaker at the event.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total
world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion, where we are today, is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
And what the developing world does not need is more children.
And I think that was the biggest aha to Bill and me when we got into this work, is we asked ourselves, of course, the same hard-nosed question you'd ask, which is, if you get into this work and you start to save these children, will women just keep overpopulating the world? And thank goodness the converse is absolutely true.
This is a very important question to get right, because it was absolutely key for me. When our foundation first started up, it was focused on reproductive health. That was the main thing we did, because I thought, you know, population growth in poor countries is the biggest problem they face. You've got to help mothers who want to limit family size have the tools and education to do that. And I thought that's the only thing that really counts.
In recent years, critics have pointed to Bill Gates' own words linking vaccination programs with his goal of reducing population growth.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows a society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
But as any number of fact-checking websites, not to mention Bill Gates himself, are quick to point out, this doesn't mean what it sounds like it means.
What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children.
The truth is that when people's lives improve, when children survive, for instance, or when girls go to school, people start making decisions based on the expectation that their children will live and thrive. The result is smaller families and slower population growth.
I came across articles that showed that the key thing you can do to reduce population growth is actually improve health. And that sounds paradoxical. You think, okay, better health means more kids, not less kids. Well, in fact, what parents are doing is they're trying to have two kids survive to adulthood to take care of them. And so the more disease burden there is, the more kids they have to have to have that high probability. So there's a perfect correlation that as you improve health, within a half generation, the population growth rate goes down.
Yes, the Gates' stated plan is to reduce population growth by improving health. But the idea of using vaccines as sterilization agents, even without the public's knowledge or consent, is not conspiracy lore, but documentable fact. In its 1968 annual report, the Rockefeller Foundation addressed the problems of population, lamenting that very little work is in progress on immunological methods.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Very little work is in progress on immunological methods, such as vaccines, to reduce fertility. And much more research is required if a solution is to be found here. The Foundation vowed to correct this problem by funding established and beginning investigators to turn their attention to aspects of research in reproductive biology that have implications for human fertility and its control. This was no empty promise. By the time of its 1988 annual report, the Rockefeller Foundation was able to report progress on its funding into contraceptive research, including Norplant, a contraceptive implanted under the skin of a woman's upper arm and effective for 5 years. In its 1988 report, the Rockefeller Foundation was pleased to announce that Norplant, which was developed by the Rockefeller-founded Population Council, was now approved for marketing in 12 countries. The Rockefeller's Population Council and other research organizations joined with the World Health Organization in 1972 to create a task force on vaccines for fertility regulation. By 1995, they were able to report progress in developing a prototype of an anti-HCG vaccine, which works by combining an immunogen formed from a synthetic peptide of human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, a hormone secreted by the surface of the early embryo to remain implanted in the womb, with a toxoid carrier molecule. The vaccine stimulates an immune reaction, causing women to develop antibodies against the hormone, thus preventing them from carrying babies to term. But beginning in the 1990s, a series of scandals over WHO-led vaccination programs in the Third World led to allegations that tetanus vaccines in places like the Philippines and Kenya were being laced with HCG in order to implement population control by stealth. The controversy generated by these stories led global institutions to step back from the campaign to champion population control by vaccine. But, as usual, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was there to renew interest, working with the UK government to host a London Summit on Family Planning in 2012, at which the foundation announced their support for funding the research, development, and deployment of injectable contraceptives to the developing world.
You heard me talk earlier about Sadie, who I met in Niger. She was traveling 15 kilometers to get an injection. But let's ask ourselves, what if she didn't have to travel to that clinic? If we put it in her perspective, how can we keep her in her village to get the contraceptive she wants? Well, Pfizer is testing a new form of Depo. The injection that she goes 15 kilometers to get, they're now putting it in a new form, a new device, that can be given. It's very, very small. It's called Uniject. I think it's going to be pictured here. It's a high-quality product. It's effective, it's safe, it's tiny, as you can see, and it can be put in a healthcare worker's kit to give to the woman at the village level. So Sadie won't have to go 15 kilometers any longer to get that injection.
But the Gates were not content to stop there. In 2014, it was announced that Microchips Biotech Inc., a company in Lexington, Massachusetts, had developed a new form of birth control, a wireless implant that can be turned on and off with a remote control and that is designed to last up to 16 years. According to MIT Technology Review, the idea originated when Bill Gates visited Robert Langer's MIT lab in 2012 and asked him if it would be possible to create an implantable birth control device that could be turned on or off remotely. Langer referred Gates to the controlled-release microchip technology he had invented and licensed to Microchips Biotechnology, and the Gates Foundation granted $20 million to the firm to develop the implants. Reducing population growth has, by Gates' own admission, been a core mission of the Gates Foundation since its inception. But in order to really understand what Gates means by population control, we have to look beyond the concept of controlling population size. At its most fundamental level, the population control that Gates speaks of is not birth control, but control of the population itself. In order to understand the broader population control agenda and how it ties into the Gates Foundation's plans, we have to look at a puzzling development that took place in 2017. In that year, Gavi, the Gates-founded and funded alliance that partners the Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and the World Bank with vaccine manufacturers to help ensure healthy markets for vaccines, took a strange pivot away from its core mission of vaccinating every child on the planet to providing every child with a digital biometric identity. The idea was first floated by Gavi CEO Seth Berkley in a Nature article that year, Immunization Needs a Technology Boost, where he states that the goal of 100% immunization will not be reached without secure digital identification systems that can store a child's medical history. He then gives a specific example. We are working with a company in India called Kushi Baby, which creates off-grid digital health records. A necklace worn by infants contains a unique identification number on a short-range communication chip. Community health workers can scan the chip using a mobile phone, enabling them to update a child's digital record even in remote areas with little phone coverage. This sudden interest in digital identity was no mere passing fancy for the Vaccine Alliance. Gavi doubled down by becoming a founding member of the ID 2020 Alliance, a public-private partnership dedicated to spearheading a global digital biometric identity standard. Other founding members of the alliance include Gates' first company, Microsoft, and the Rockefeller Foundation. In 2018, Gavi issued a call for innovation in digital technologies for finding, identifying, and registering the most vulnerable children. The call specifically requested technologies for capturing, storing, and enrolling the biometric details of infants on rugged biometric devices. Berkley continued to follow up on this idea in public engagements as one of the new core missions of Gavi.
What's interesting is that people tend to think of, you know, birth certificates as kind of a major document. But, you know, the most common, as I mentioned before, is not a birth certificate, is not a death certificate, is not a marriage certificate. The most common connection, vital registration for the population is actually a child health card, because we reach more than 90% of children with at least one dose of vaccine as part of routine. So they're in the system. The challenge is that contact is not connected into the system. So if you could connect it, then you have the ability to give them their basic identity papers. You have ability then later on, if they want to own land or they want to have their rights, you're able to help them with that. But, you know, we're not currently taking advantage of that. And so the children get seen, they get enrolled in the health centers, but that information is not used for anything else.
Although vaccines and identity may seem unrelated, Bill Gates has spent the last few years funding research that can bring the two ideas together. Late last year, Gates once again turned to Robert Langer and his MIT colleagues to investigate new ways to permanently store and record the vaccination information of each individual. The result of their research was a new vaccine delivery method. They found that by using dissolvable microneedles that deliver patterns of near-infrared light-emitting microparticles to the skin, they could create particle patterns in the skin of vaccine recipients, which are invisible to the eye but can be imaged using modified smartphones. Rice University describes the quantum dot tags left behind by the microneedles as something like a barcode tattoo. So who was behind this development? As lead researcher Kevin McHugh explains, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation came to us and said, "Hey, we have a real problem, knowing who's vaccinated." So our idea was to put the record on the person. This way, later on, people can scan over the area to see what vaccines have been administered and give only the ones still needed. The microparticles that form the fluorescent quantum dot tags are delivered along with the vaccine, but they cannot be delivered by a traditional syringe. Instead, they must be delivered by a patch of microneedles made from a mixture of dissolvable sugar and a polymer called PVA, as well as the quantum dot dye in the vaccine. It should be no surprise, then, that big pharma vaccine manufacturers, in their scramble to produce the coronavirus vaccine that, Gates assures us, is necessary to go back to normal, have turned to a novel vaccine delivery method, a dissolvable microneedle array patch.
The University of Pittsburgh is where the polio vaccine was first discovered. At the medical center, researchers are now developing a vaccine that is delivered using a dissolvable patch called a microneedle array.
Think about them as almost like a Band-Aid. And so the microneedle array is simply applied to the skin topically, pressed into place very shortly, and then taken off and thrown away. And then the antigen is already delivered.
As is becoming evident, this new vaccine-delivered barcode-like tattoo is about much more than simply ensuring that children get all their Gavi-recommended immunizations. On a recent Ask Me Anything thread on Reddit, when asked, "What changes are we going to have to make to how businesses operate to maintain our economy while providing social distancing?" Bill Gates answered, "Eventually we will have some digital certificates to show who has recovered or been tested recently, or when we have a vaccine, who has received it." In his answer, Gates fails to mention that he has himself been instrumental in kickstarting and funding the research into the very type of digital certificates for vaccination that he is speaking about, or that these digital certificates, likely at first to be a digital...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.